Broadcasting from parts unknown, USA. It's the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Hello, music lovers, and welcome to The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. I'm your host, Ben Vaughn, coming to you once again through the miracle of radio, the modern miracle of FM radio, and it's really great to be here on the air, in stereo, on the FM dial, or your device of choice. And we're very happy to have you here with us. We're broadcasting like we usually do from the Relay Shack in Parts Unknown, USA. We are centrally isolated here in the middle of nowhere in the Relay Shack, surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s. We even have 8-track tapes laying around here, and I can't wait to play some of this stuff for you. We span many decades, many styles, and many moods on this show. And I have a list here of genres we're going to try to cover during this hour to prove that point. British invasion, jazz vocals, 60s pop, Americana, blues, country, garage, 70s album rock, and much, much more. And we also have some special features we're going to get to. We have a Waylon Jennings recording that sat on the shelf for 21 years before it finally came out. And it's a great, great recording. And we also have an Americana tune, a classic Americana tune by an unlikely artist, plus a Kink song with a drum solo. All this and more during the next hour. So sit back, settle in, relax, get comfortable. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, and we're going to start with music from a very reliable source, the Beatles. Here they are on The Many Moods.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people all stand back when a young man walk by. But nowadays, the old man got all the money, and a young man ain't nothing in this world these days.
Sometimes I think I should play that every week on this show, and maybe I have. I don't know. That was The Critters with Mr. Dyingly Sad, a song that is inexplicably addictive. And before The Critters, we heard Mose Allison with Young Man Blues, and we started that set off with The Beatles, Your Mother Should Know. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into on your radio or device of choice, and we are very happy to be here playing these records for you. And we're going to go right now to an Americana tune, a classic Americana tune, probably influenced by music from Big Pink by the band. But it comes from an unlikely source, a band not from America. No, no. We're talking about the Bee Gees Americana. Yes, there is such a thing. And here it is, a great record, Marley Pert Drive by the Bee Gees from their album Odessa.
We'll be right back. to see if I was in. Went up the stairs and kissed my woman to make her come alive. Cause with 15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
Tried to find the Pasadena sign. 10 miles empty quarters, I wasn't feeling any more alive. Cause with 15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
I used to be a menstrual free with a whole lot of bread in my bag. I used to feel that my life was real, but the good Lord threw me a snag. Now I'm gonna be the same as me, no matter how I try. Cause with 15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
15 kids and a family on the skids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
Turned round the car and headed for home. I guess I realized my fate. 10 miles empty, quarter small, I pulled up outside the gate. 20 more kids were stood inside, and that made 35. Cause with an orphanage full of 35 kids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
An orphanage full of 35 kids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
Sunday morning, woke up yawning, filled the pool for a swim. Pulled down the glass and looked in the mirror just to see if I was in. Went up the stairs and kissed my woman to make her come alive. Cause with an orphanage full, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
An orphanage full of 35 kids, I gotta go for a Sunday drive.
Pockets and fill you with misery. men to the left, men to the right, men every day and men every night. I've got so many men, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, Daddy, I ain't no good to you. I've got men in the east, men in the west, but my man here in Harlem always loves me the best. I'm an evil gal, and I need an evil man. But I'm down in the dumps since I've lost him to Uncle Sam. If you want to be happy, don't hang around with me. If you wanna be happy, don't hang around with me. Cause I'm an evil gal and I want to set you free.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next, I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. But that's the other side to this life. Well, my whole world's in an uproar, Roy, see, my own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville, or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next, I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
The great Fred Neil, a great philosophy of life kind of song right there. The Other Side to This Life by Fred Neil. And before that, we heard Dinah Washington with Evil Gal Blues, and we started that set off with the Bee Gees. Coming up after the break, we have a recording by Waylon Jennings that sat on the shelf for 21 years before it was finally released. This and more when we return with the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Coming to you across the airwaves, these are the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. And now, here's your host, Ben Vaughn.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to the show. And The Many Moods is in syndication these days. We're on in 28 different places on terrestrial radio, and we thank all of you for making that happen, because this playlist looks a little schizophrenic on paper, but your enthusiasm has led radio programmers to give us a shot, and this concept has proved to be pretty popular. So thank you for your support and loyalty. We really, really appreciate it here in the Relay Shack. And we're going to go right now to a very interesting record that was number one in Miami, Florida back in the 60s, but nowhere else. This is by Mark Markham and the Jesters, a tune called Marlboro Country, here on The Many Moods.
Remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. And Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. Guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. I'd give $100 if he could only see me now.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
Oh man, Ray Charles, sometimes that's the only artist you ever need to hear, ever. The amazing Ray Charles with Marianne. And before that, we heard Tom T. Hall, the storyteller, with The Year That Clayton Delaney Died. And we started that set off with Marlboro Country by Mark Markham and the Jesters from Miami, Florida. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into. And we are here in the Relay Shack. This is a broadcast from Parts Unknown, USA. We're in the middle of nowhere. This is a dispatch from an undisclosed location, and we are here in the Relay Shack surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s, and 8-track tapes. And as promised, we're going to play a Waylon Jennings recording that sat on the shelf for 21 years. It's a cover of a tune by Wynn Stewart called Big, Big Love, and he recorded it in 1972, but it didn't come out until 21 years later. I don't know why. It's a great recording, and we can prove that right now by playing it. Here's Waylon Jennings with Big, Big Love.
Can't you feel my love growing? Can't you see it ain't it showing? Well, you gotta be a no. I got a big, big love. Not the kind to be concealing, it's just the kind to be revealing. Not a little bit of feeling, it's time we done some talk. Well, there's a big bright moon above. I got a big, big love. Well, it's not infatuation, but it's true love. Sensation ain't my imagination. I got a big, big love. It's time I done some walking. I think it's time I did some talking. There's a big bright moon above. I got a big, big love. Well, it's not infatuation, but it's true love. Sensation, not my imagination. I got a big, big love. Big moon.
Take me with you.
Mott the Hoople from their album Brain Capers. Death May Be Your Santa Claus, and that is a wild recording, and I have to think that Johnny Rotten studied that lead vocal because there are some real similarities there when it comes to delivery. And before Mott the Hoople, we heard Les Paul and Mary Ford from 1952 with Smoke Rings, and we started that set off with Big Big Love by Waylon Jennings. Queued up and ready to go, we have a Kinks song that features a drum solo. This and more when we return with the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Oh yes, we are back. Welcome back to the show. We know you have other entertainment options, and we thank you for choosing the Many Moods. You are now free to move about the country musically. The world, actually. Okay, we are going to play right now Slim Harpo. Why not? Tina Nina Nu by Slim Harpo, recorded in the industry hotspot of Crowley, Louisiana. And here it is.
I want you to be my Tina Nina Nu. I want you to be my Tina Nina Nu. Tell me the truth, ain't you my Tina Nina Nu? Now will you love me? Will you hug me? Will you squeeze me? Come on, don't tease me. Tell me the truth, ain't you my Tina Nina Nu? Watching you, you looking good, baby. Ain't that the truth? Now when you're through, come be my Tina Nina Nu.
Crooked road, lots of things I never know, and cause of me not knowing I now find trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail, should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about face, I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know, should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. paid no mind to what it said, detour. Oh, these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud. I guess that my heartstrings are made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in, yet should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Paid no mind to what it said, detour. All these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour
Jay Wiggins with a moldy oldie, a golden gasser, a classic oldie but goodie, Sad Girl by Jay Wiggins. And before that, we heard Patti Page. Yes, we did. We heard Detour by Patti Page. Patti Page Goes Country. That's what that was. And before Patti Page, we heard Slim Harpo. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into. And if you like what you hear, we are now available as a podcast on an internet near you. That's right. Wherever you find podcasts, we're there. We're very easy to find. And we thank KCDZ in Joshua Tree, California, for putting these shows up on the information superhighway for you to download and enjoy. And we are also on social media, Instagram, and a few other places. So if you see us up there, feel free to like us. Really, really like us. All right. We're going to play a Kinks record right now from 1966 that features a drum solo, probably the only Kinks record to ever feature a drum solo, and it's not what you think. This is not a heavy riff jam or anything like that. This is called Little Miss Queen of Darkness from the Face to Face album by the Kinks, right here on The Many Moods.
Well, I met her accidentally in a little discotheque. And she acted oh so friendly to every fella that she met. And her hair was hanging down like a bright and silken sheen. little Miss Queen of Darkness, dancing night and day. Little Miss Queen of Darkness, dancing, dancing on. Although she looked so happy, there was sadness in her eyes. On her curly false eyelashes were not much of a disguise, and her bright and golden hair was not all that it might seem. Little Miss Queen of Darkness dances sadly on. Yes, Little Miss Queen of Darkness, dancing, dancing on.
This 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my size. Honey, for my size, I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby, but I ain't coming back. Oh, well, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? It's a long way to Harlan, it's a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. When I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 coal, out of number 9 coal. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
We have been listening to the guitar artistry of Gabor Szabo in a tune called Gypsy Queen. And before that, we heard another great guitar player, Merle Travis, with 9-Pound Hammer. And we started that set off with the Kinks and Little Miss Queen of Darkness. Well, folks, that just about does it. We've run out of time. We got to go. The Many Moods has run out of time. The show is produced by Charles Tobias, engineered by Kevin Jarvis. Our announcer is Smith Harrison, and I'm your host, Ben Bond. Thank you so much for listening. Come back and visit us again right here in the Relay Shack. We'll be waiting for you. Until then, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, adios, au revoir, aloha, and goodbye. See ya.